Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. Adam Carter back in the saddle again as Chad continues his time off following the passing of Sid Hartman. And happy to be with you again today. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at AC830, at AC830. And you can always participate in the show as we move along this afternoon. Text line or call 651-989-9226. Pretty good day to be here because there is a lot going on both locally and nationwide. Lots of breaking news, but the biggest news, at least locally, and you heard it there both in our news with Laura and on CBS, the charge of third-degree murder, which was filed against Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd, dropped. Dismissed by Judge Peter Cahill. And there's only one man we go to on this show for all things legal, one of the best defense attorneys in town, if not the best, Joe Friedberg. Joe, thank you so much for joining us right out of the gate today.
Glad to do it.
Joe, when you heard this, I guess, were you surprised that this charge was dismissed?
No, not one bit. In fact, on this same show some time ago, I said the third-degree murder charge just didn't belong there at all. It doesn't fit legally, and it doesn't fit factually. And it was really nothing but a confusion for a jury. And Judge Cahill is a fine judge, a whole lot better than most Hennepin County judges. And he did what's right. He threw it out and said, this is nothing but abject confusion, and it can't fit, and there's no way they could prove it in this case.
Reading his ruling, what it boiled, at least for me, and obviously you know a thousand times more than I do, but what I get out of it is that to prove this charge, you need to prove that Chauvin's actions were endangering others. Am I reading that right? And I don't see how they would be able to prove that.
I haven't seen it, but that's essentially correct. Let me tell you the history of third-degree murder. Third-degree murder is where a homicide committed by an act, regardless of human life, that evinces a depraved mind. What it was for a guy sitting on the side of a hill as a railroad train went by, shooting at the train, not caring who was there and not knowing who was there, just exhibiting a depraved mind regardless of human life. And once there is a direction to the aggression of the defendant, once he or she directs his aggressions towards a specified individual, third-degree murder has no application whatsoever. It actually had no application in the Noor case either. It was charged out of ignorance and left to go to the jury by a judge who just didn't have the guts that Judge Cahill does.
But they convicted him on that.
Yeah, they did. And there isn't a juror that understood it. Not only doesn't it fit at all, you know, the Noor case was either a reckless homicide, manslaughter, second degree, or it was nothing. They didn't even define depraved mind for the jury. It shouldn't have been there. It was the product of confusion and, frankly, I think ignorance, and I think it was the product of the lack of courage by the judge. And it's on appeal now. It may or may not be tipped, but it just never fit. It's for the, in the day of automobiles rather than railroads, it's for the guy that jumps in his car and drives 105 miles an hour up a crowded sidewalk not caring who he kills.
In that case, do you feel like the jury maybe said, well, we can't convict him on the more serious charge. This is an off-ramp charge. Is it? Do you think that maybe played into it?
I have no idea what that jury thought, but I know this. They could not have understood the law because the judge didn't define it for them.
And I think I'm hearing from people, at least, whether they know the law or not, arguing that, well, this is a lesser charge. Now you take this away, and now it's going to be more difficult to convict Chauvin. Is that true? I mean, is it tougher to prove second-degree murder? From what you're saying, it doesn't sound like it. It seems like it'd be tougher to prove this charge.
You know, third-degree murder really was put into the statute so the prosecution had a defense to an insanity, the plea. If somebody was charged with first-degree murder and the defense was insanity, third-degree murder was passed by the legislature so that the jury could say, well, was he insane or did he just have a depraved mind? So it has no applicability in run-of-the-mill cases. Second-degree murder is very simple to understand, the subdivision of it that's charged, because it's unintentional second-degree murder. That is a classic homicide charge. It's generally called felony murder, because what it means is the jury has to find that the defendant committed a felony against the victim, and that because of that felony, despite the fact that the defendant didn't have an intent to kill somebody, that felony caused the death of the victim. It's a rather simple crime to understand. If an individual walks into a grocery store to stick it up, and while he's sticking it up, his gun accidentally goes off and kills somebody, that's felony murder. It's an unintentional killing. This is part of the same statute.
Talking to Joe Freeburg, defense attorney in town, not obviously associated with the Chauvin case, but we're getting his thoughts on the legal moves today. Aiding and abetting, the lawyers for the other officers involved wanted those dropped. Judge Cahill disagrees on that. Not too surprising there?
No, that's not surprising. Although some pretty strong defense cases were presented, it's still a jury question. And Judge Cahill says this is a decision for a jury, not by the court. And in the third-degree murder case, he said, this one is legally wrong, so I'm getting rid of it. Now, what can happen here is there's another subsection of second-degree murder called intentional second-degree murder. That's the same as first-degree murder, but it doesn't require premeditation. In other words, you intentionally kill somebody, but you didn't think about it and plan it for a period before. They could still amend and add that section of second-degree murder, and then they would have charges, all of which are legally supportable.
That seems to me a leap. You've got to have evidence, the state does, that they believed Chauvin wanted to kill Floyd in that case, right?
No, the act itself, they could get by with it.
Okay.
You and I probably don't think he really intended to kill him. But again, there would be sufficient evidence there to get past a motion to dismiss of second-degree murder. So the state could, that's what they should have charged in the first place. Frankly, most criminal lawyers who have some academic understanding of the potpourri of homicide statutes we have in this case, and in this state we have a lot of confusing homicide charges, that's what really should have been done and would have been done by a really good academically founded prosecution office. You charge both subsections of second degree murder, and then by definition you also have first degree manslaughter as what's called a lesser included charge to what's there at the moment.
Last week during this hearing, after the hearing, I'm sure you saw it, Earl Gray kind of got into it with a guy who was kind of standing with the media and filming what was going on. It raises the questions about security in this case. I'd like your thoughts on that. It sure seems like they need more security, especially when even with these attorneys coming out?
I think so. I mean, Earl got hit once before. I think it was Tom Plunkett's car got damaged. Now they pick up a guy in the Skyway when the lawyers are coming out with a gun in his pocket.
Frightening.
And then this idiot with the microphone that got a hell of a lot more aggressive than you're supposed to get. I have serious questions. It's happened to me before, and actually, I hit the cameraman.
That doesn't surprise me. I was going to ask you, have you ever found yourself in a situation like that?
It was kind of embarrassing. It was when I represented Randy Moss, and we're trying to get away from the crowds, and we're running around these stairs. And I got a bunch of people behind me, and I'm trying to block them from getting to Randy. And a camera hits me in the back, pushed me down the stairway, and I turned around and hit the guy. The problem was that wasn't the cameraman that did it. I hit the wrong guy.
Oh, no.
But nobody got hurt. It was all in good fun.
I wanted to get your opinion, too. I don't know if you saw that they've charged this truck driver. We all remember the scene with this semi ramming down into 35W Bridge with all those protesters standing there. It seems like at the time they said, well, he panicked, and but these charges they filed against him today, that wouldn't imply that, would it? I mean, this sure seems like they're charging him with intent.
I don't know anything about this case.
Okay.
Nobody's perfect, but I'm in perfect ignorance of the facts of that case.
Yeah, I just it seems strange because we had at the time, I remember John Harrington, public safety director, saying that this truck driver panicked and that they had closed the freeway after he had gone by. But yeah, they've charged him today with threats of violence, which is a felony and criminal vehicular operation. So yeah, we'll keep following that.
I don't know what evidence they may have.
Right.
This went along, I think, from what I remember, the question is going to rise as to what his intent was, what he knew he was doing, did he panic? That one sounds like a very close case.
Before we go, Joe, we always appreciate your contributions to our show. You're normally talking to Chad, and Chad is off for obvious reasons. Just your thoughts on Sid Hartman and your past interactions. I can imagine two big personalities coming together is always enjoyable.
Well, probably the most enjoyable dinner I have ever had in my life was with Eric Escola, Dark Star, my wife, and Sid Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
And Sid was sitting next to my wife, and of course, we're talking nothing but sports. And about everything he says, he puts his hand on Carolyn's shoulder and say, "Now, sweetie, you may not understand this, but..."
Oh, <geez.
laughs> Sid, you can't replace Sid, and there's a big hole in this community, and frankly, it'll never be filled.
Joe, thank you so much, as always, sir.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Joe Friedberg, bye-bye. One of the great defense attorneys in town on WCCO. 1220, Adam Carter in for Chad. It's Thursday, and it's gloomy. More coming up after the break. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is a throwback. Usually you hear this music, it's 308. And this is Don Shelby on WCCO. It's not. It's a far cry from Don Shelby. It's a far cry from Chad Hartman. It's Adam Carter in for Chad on another day, second straight day. You're happy to do it. Love getting behind the microphone a little more and spending some time talking to y'all. Dan Cook also off today. So you've got the B and the C team. Devin Marshall at the helm today. Devin, I noticed when I walked by your studio as you were preparing diligently for today's broadcast, you had a rather large box fan in the studio there. Is that your fan?
I did not bring it from home. It is technically the station's fan, but it's kind of known as my fan because I tend to be the only one to use it.
You run hot? Is that the problem?
Well, no, it's just that one studio that runs hot, and it's been like the last week and a half where I get in there after a show or before the show, and you could ask Steve Simpson, I pretty much have to strip down, you know, close to nothing left.
Well, we don't need to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, I mean, do you start sweating? I mean, is it that bad where you sweat in there?
Yeah. I start sweating. I start taking the sweatshirt off. So, yeah, I mean, I can either bring the fan in or I can start stripping down. And you made clear.
Fan. We approve the fan. That's for sure. No, the heat, the temperature control in this building, it's very old. I'm not sure. I should know how old this building is. I don't. But the heat control is way off in this building.
Yeah.
Has been since I started here in 2001. It's too hot in the summer.
Yep.
Then when they kick the air conditioning on, it gets too cold.
Too cold. Yep.
And then when the winter comes around, yeah, you like the heat, but there's no regulation.
That's the
Your full heat or full air conditioning. There's no moderation.
Right. It's either the AC control is cranked all the way to the left or all the way to the right, and there's no between. And in the winter, it gets way too hot in here once they kick the heat on.
Yeah, in the Studio 6, where you are right now, just to give people a kind of a situation here. This is very rare now. This is 2 days in a row where actually a radio show is originating from WCCO Radio. Mm. Since the pandemic started, most of our hosts do their shows from home. We've set them up with equipment. And so Chad, Dave, Corey, Paul and Jordana, Henry Lake, Maxie, they do the show remotely from whether it be their house. I think Maxie does his show from TV. Mm-hmm. But this is we're right here, man. We are originating from the building downtown Minneapolis.
I mean, Adam Carter making history. Breaking ground, what's new?
Yeah, I mean, that's just all I do.
Exactly.
But usually we'd all be in the same studio down there, Studio 6,
yep.
But I'm in a production studio. Actually, it's kind of neat. I'll take a picture and maybe post it. I have to admit that broadcasting from this little studio is quite enjoyable because I'm kind of hidden, and I know Laura Oakes certainly appreciates it because otherwise I'd be yapping down in the newsroom like I do anyway. If I'm on with Chad, I'm talking down in the newsroom. But I'm here in my own little room here. It's kind of cool because basically I'm just talking to myself.
The lighting you have in there.
Isn't it?
Oh, my. It's beautiful. I'm big on lighting, and you have a nice little lamp in there.
It's very zen. It's very feng shui.
I'm going to bring you some candles tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Waterfall.
Waterfall would be great in here. But, the lighting in this room is very low, so I brought my little lamp in here. And it gives a great vibe for how things are going. You know, Steve Cannon, the legendary Steve Cannon, he used to broadcast from one of these studios down the hall, and just the small one. And that was part of his mystique. I mean, Cannon used to go into the studio and, to put up newspaper just to, cover him up. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want people seeing what he did.
Yeah.
Devin, I think we have Laura Oaks, if you can pull her up there on the board.
Go ahead, Laura.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, just wanted to pass along a little bit of breaking news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with today's court rulings involving the George Floyd case, Governor Walz has activated the Minnesota National Guard again today. He says it's just a precautionary measure to help ensure safety, reminding everybody that the court ruling is a positive step in the path toward justice for George Floyd. 100 Guard members, some extra state troopers, too, have been deployed in the event of any unrest tonight. Again, this has to do with the third-degree murder charge being dropped against Derek Chauvin.
Yeah, I saw that, Laura. Thanks for bringing that. I did see that tweet, and the last time was it? I'm trying to think. It's just the last week.
Yeah,
we had the situation where the same thing happened, and that proactive measure really seemed to keep the peace that night too.
It worked. Yeah, no issues.
I think you know what else works today? The weather.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, the weather, how it is right now. I think any people who would. Want to whether peacefully voice their opposition to this or people who want to take advantage of a situation like this to do some harm. Hopefully the weather is dissuading them as well.
Exactly.
I thought you were coming down to interrupt me because we were just talking about you and about how I was enjoying myself down in this little studio.
Yes.
Because it's a benefit for me. Yeah, I like kind of just being on my own here talking to myself and getting out of your hair because otherwise I'd be sitting down there and yakking all day, which I sometimes do anyway.
Well, it's fun for me. And for people who don't know, we sit, how many feet are we apart in the newsroom?
It's probably 10.
10, 12 feet.
Yep.
You're behind me.
Yep.
So I hear every single sentence that you have on Chad's show, and sometimes it's funny. Keeps me entertained.
Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes when you roll your eyes, I won't be able to see that either. So it kind of works out ways.
Right.
But it's so funny, though, because then I'm talking, and then you don't know when I'm on air or off air, because then I'll start talking to you, and you don't realize I'm talking to you. So it leads to tricky situations.
It's kind of a gong show.
Thank you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, with that news, Governor Walz activating the National Guard at the request from Minneapolis following those court rulings today. Again, if you missed it, we had Joe Friedberg at the top of the show talking about these charges. He says he said all along he thought the third-degree murder charge was kind of ridiculous to be filed against Derek Chauvin. If you missed it, go to the radio.com app, hit the rewind function on that app, go back to about 12:08. Adam Carter in for Chad. It is 1:32 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Coming up, we'll check traffic and weather together and more on this weird weather. Why is it yellow? We'll get to that on CCO.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking,
oh, man.
Few of them know.
A lava lamp, some beads. Adam Carter in for Chad. We were talking before the break about this little studio I'm in. It's about the size of a large walk-in closet, and it's dark in here. The lighting is kind of low. I have a little lamp to my right. But, yeah, you play some Zeppelin, man. Get some beads in here. I burn some incense. I mean, you could set a mood up in here.
Oh, I got tears in my eyes thinking about this.
Well, you already get texting me ideas for it, and sadly, I'm not on tomorrow, so I can't claim this studio as my own.
Oh, man.
I wish if I did this day every day, I could sit in here, and I would. I'd pimp it out with black lights, posters.
Mini fridge.
I just got one. Oh,
did you?
Lead me right into the story. So the Lobster and I, if you listen to the show, the Lobster, my now fiance, we are building a house. So for the time being, we're staying with the in-laws right now. And they have a fridge. It's plenty of big house, so we have plenty of accommodations. But unfortunately, there's only one fridge. And when you're talking about four adults living there, that fridge gets packed real quick. So it has been like refrigerator Jenga for us, you know, with all the stuff we're, I feel awful because it's not my house. It's so I feel like I'm just this interloper and anything I put in the fridge isn't mine. It's mine, but it's not mine. You know what I'm saying? So we thought, we're staying in a room that's down in the basement. We need a refrigerator down there. And we were thinking something a little bigger than the college fridge. You know, the college fridge is one that stands about 3 feet, you know, that kind of one. So I'm thinking, okay, I want a fridge. Maybe let's find one cheap that we can use here and then bring it to the garage. You build a house, if you have a garage, connected garage, got to have a fridge in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have a fridge in the garage. Mm-hmm. You keep your beers in there.
Your man meat.
The meat, yep.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, a freezer, probably get a chest freezer because I'm a deer hunter,
sure.
A fisherman, so I've got, you know, venison. I usually got a lot of stuff, so it's nice to have that chest freezer too. But yeah, you know, you have the freezer on a fridge. You can throw some frozen pizzas in there. The kids like those freezy things in the summertime, you know?
Sure.
But anyway, so we went to a place that refurbishes refrigerators, and we stopped in one day. The guy was nice as can be. But Jen and I ended up getting locked into this conversation for about 45 minutes, and this guy was telling us everything we need to know about every sort of appliance that you would ever need. And all we were in the market for was a refrigerator, a used refrigerator. Yeah. But since we were building a house, that came up, so all our appliances came up, and then he's telling us what kind of appliances we should get, mm-hmm. and this and that. By the way, did you know there's an appliance shortage in the U.S. right now?
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy because one of the great mysteries, I think, even though there's probably some economists out there and real estate professionals who know the answers, but for me, one of the great mysteries, I think, is the housing market during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. People out of work. People have their lives upturned. You would think that people would hunker down But no, the housing market's crazy. It's still insane. People building homes, people buying homes. So because there's such a rush on housing, first of all, we had a rush on lumber, the lumber shortage. But now it's appliances. It's months now. If you're trying to order certain appliances for your kitchen or washer and dryer, in some cases, you have to wait months for it. So that one of the bizarre things that's resulting from this COVID pandemic. But anyway, so we didn't find the refrigerator. Back to my story about trying to get a refrigerator. Couldn't find it at the refrigerator refurbishment place. But then we go to Sam's Club. I'm not a Sam's Club member. The Lobster is. Are you a Sam's Club member, Devin?
No, I'm not. But my girlfriend's parents are, so okay. I capitalized that way.
Sam's Club, Costco. Yeah. But anyway, Sam's Club has this refrigerator. It's probably 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Nice door. It's kind of like that fake stainless steel. But it's got a big dent in it. It's the only one they have, and there's a big dent in front of it. But that's great, because then you can we wheel it up to the front. Like, yeah, this is your last refrigerator, but there's a dent in it. Guy comes over, like, how about 40% off? Bingo. Beautiful. Got the fridge for like $120.
Beautiful. And what's funny is I have that exact same fridge you're describing, dent and all,
yep.
I swear, in my room. Except I've had it for a decade plus, and I got it from Home Depot. But the fake stainless steel,
yep,
looks beautiful, stores plenty, and came with a free dent. So
free dent, and what really was exciting about it, and I know people are just glued into us here talking about refrigerators and in a roundabout way of how I'm going to deck this studio out if it ever becomes mine, which it won't, so it's pointless. But anyway, it was at nighttime. I needed a water to quench my thirst in the middle of the night, as sometimes happens. I opened the door, and there's a light in there. I thought to myself, going there, I'm like, there's no way this cheap refrigerator has a light in it. But lo and behold, it had a light in it.
Yes, again.
It's incredible. Unbelievable.
It's the best. I keep one right next to my bed, and I keep a variety of drinks in there, a couple snacks.
Yep.
Do you keep food or anything next to your bed?
No. No, that would be problematic for me. I'm eating in bed to me is a no-no.
Is it?
I mean, you're dealing with crumbs.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I do 90% of my eating in bed, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, either in my car or in my bed because, yeah, I'm either driving to work eating.
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
And that's not good either. That's not a healthy way to live, Devin.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. Trust me, I know. I'm not a healthy person. But, yeah, and I mean, I'm not eating a four-course meal in my car. It's mm-hmm. more like bars and sandwiches and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'll get home, and then I'll make a four-course meal and bring it up to my bed and put on Netflix and eat the food, watch the Netflix, and then go to sleep.
Aren't you concerned about spilling in bed and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, I have it down to a science now where I put towels over me, a thing to catch crumbs, and I'm embarrassed, but I have this Tupperware.
I'm embarrassed for you, frankly.
I appreciate that, but I have this Tupperware thing that's probably, a foot and a half long and 10 inches wide, and that is filled with, you know those little cinnamon twist things you get from Taco Bell?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Just packed with that.
Why would you eat something like that in bed? That's just so problematic.
That, I have to, I'm an animal, but I like lean over the bed in the middle of the night, waking up in the middle of my slumber, and I just jam a bunch of those in my face for about a minute and then go back to sleep.
And they're all over your face, and then you're rolling over, and like I got to imagine like cinnamon and cinnamon-infused crumbs are rolling all over, and it's just itchy.
And I changed my sheets quite a bit.
That's disgusting, man.
No,
well, you need help, dude.
I am a neat freak, despite what you think. I mean, I am a very clean person, and
that doesn't sound like it.
I
would think of a neat freak and a clean person would not eat in bed.
Yeah, maybe I'm giving myself more credit. Maybe I need to examine myself a little bit more.
Well, texters are. I'm assuming that Devin is single. That's from one texter.
Oh wow. Well,
do they assume correctly?
They don't.
Oh, what does she think?
She eats just as much as me, and
Well, you don't have to get too detailed in here, but I mean, eating in bed. I mean, in some areas that thing is deemed erotic, but we don't.
Strawberries, chocolate, whipped cream.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into that either.
Yeah, me either. Cinnamon twist, always.
Texters love you though. I like this guy. We love it. Interaction. 651-989-9226. We welcome your texts all day long. I got to set up the show, by the way. I haven't done that. We're already three quarters through one of the hours. Lindsey Peterson checking in. He says getting a bed right now. Getting a bed is extremely slow. So getting a bed, getting appliances, good luck to you out there. Plenty coming up on the show today before we get to end this hour. Next hour, very excited about our 1:30 guest, and we're going to go back on Facebook Live for that one. Because if you checked out the paper, we're continuing with our remembrances of Sid Hartman. And coming up at 1:35, Paul Klauda works over at the Star Tribune in the sports department. He covers high school sports for the Star Tribune. He's taken all these candid photos of Sid over the last several years, and they're on his, he's a very good photographer, and they're on his Instagram account, and the Star Tribune on their online version also has some of these photos. So I wanted to talk to Paul about kind of Sid's candid moments that he captured. But he's also used his camera, used his Instagram account to document other things that I also want to get into. We're going to talk to him on Facebook Live. It'll be on the radio. Don't worry, we'll be broadcasting on the radio. But if you get a chance, you're going to want to watch that on our WCCO Facebook page. Or if you're on Twitter, too, you can follow at WCCO Radio. We'll be tweeting the link where you can watch it live, because we'll put up some of these pictures and it'll just be a great conversation. That's coming up at 1:35. Then in the 2 o'clock hour, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider, who does a lot of Vikings work for us, the worse half of Sloan Martin, he's going to join us. How about the Vikings today? Lots of moves there. That's one of the big breaking stories. We'll get into that, and if the Vikings are what we think they're doing, saying it was a good run 2020. We'll see you next year. We'll get into that. And then at 2:35, Dara. It's Thursday. That means Dara's joining us. Lots of stuff coming up. It is 12:50. I'm Adam Carter, and this is WCCO. Your Linda's Construction time check is 12:53. Time to see if your home's windows and insulation are as energy efficient as they could be. I'm thinking a turntable, too. Mm. Just hearing the Zeppelin again. I mean, you got to have some classic rock on a turntable. Of course, a turntable used to be part of the equipment you're going to deal with in any radio studio.
Sure.
So there's got to be one around here somewhere. We used to have stacks of albums.
Really?
Stacks of wax. That's what they call it. In fact, somebody's texting in saying they like me because I remind them of Johnny Fever.
I saw that.
Do you have any idea, Devin Marshall, who Johnny Fever is?
The radio DJ. Am I wrong? The radio.
Can you be more specific?
The
Living on the Air in Cincinnati.
Who?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. No, I don't.
Oh, my
God,
dude.
Okay, explain it to me.
WKRP?
WKRP.
You have no idea what WKRP is?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Holy moly.
I'm sorry.
A lot of people coming to your defense saying you're a great guy. I think the tide might turn here. WKRP is a 70s sitcom about a radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. TV show. Who was in that show? I remember that.
Well, Gary Sandy was the program director. I forgot his name. Lonnie Anderson, Minnesota's own Lonnie Anderson.
Yes.
Johnny Fever was
Phil Hartman in that show?
No, that's news radio.
That's news radio.
Also a very good show.
Okay. Yeah.
Johnny Fever was played by I get this confused. I get this guy and Martin Mull confused. It's not Martin Mull, but it was I'm just as bad as you now. Who played Johnny Fever?
Howard Hessman.
Howard Hessman.
Hessman.
Yeah, Howard Hessman. Thank you. WKRP. But anyway, yeah, Johnny Fever, classic 70s DJ. And Johnny Fever for sure would have had some mood lighting in his studio.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, yeah, again, we're talking about the studio I'm in, and an album with a big set of headphones. I mean, I've, you know, those huge yeah. headphones they used to wear?
Yeah, tan ones.
Tan headphones.
Square and gigantic.
Yeah, with metal bars connecting the top.
Yeah, I'm just laughing. Like, you had tears in my eyes, just me by myself picturing you. For people that, to get a picture, we have this long hallway that has, what, like three or four studios in a row off to the side. And I'm just picturing one day just walking by, and you've completely taken over.
I'm sitting here with a velour robe.
Yeah, the shag carpet. You've got
candles
your feet
burning.
Up on the table. But I'm just picturing you, a ponytail, just the beads, like you said, candles going, sunglasses. Just a completely
You got to have
new...
the ponytail if you got, like, the if the receding hairline.
The ball, the cul-de-sac.
The ponytail. That is a look, man. Yeah, no. Thankfully, I'm keeping the hair.
You have nice hair, yeah.
I do have nice hair. I appreciate you saying that.
You're
thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're getting lots of texts now. Yeah, they've turned on you, Devin. They've turned on you big time. Because you didn't know about WKRP.
I'm sorry.
It's a little, you know, past the time, even past my time. That's a little early for me. But classic television in the 70s, I mean, I was more of, you know, late 80s, 90s kind of TV guy. But, yeah, WKRP, you can't go wrong.
I mean, I wasn't even born till in the. I was born in the 90s, so.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, well, you know, is it on? If you can, it's got to be on Netflix or Hulu or something.
I can find it. Yeah.
You should probably, you know, check. Les Nessman was the news guy. But Herb Tarlick, man, Herb Tarlick was the sales guy, and just Google image Herb Tarlick, and I mean the clothing, I mean, we all should have a Herb Tarlick in our life. Wow, just Zeppelin, man. You're setting the mood here with this music. Now Stairway to play us out.
Nice, good call.
Got Stairway coming. Hey, stay tuned,
you
man.
Hit the
it's
post,
Adam
yeah.
Carter on CCO. We're back to the 70s on this creepy day. CBS News, Laura's News coming up.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.